Hello, everybody. This is Jeff Rediger, host of the podcast series Bringing Wall Street to Main Street. If you are a first-time listener, go check us out on Spotify, iHeart, Audible, numerous networks out there. Our mission is to educate the consumer, and I interview financial professionals across the country on different subjects. My guest today is Kathleen Sanford. Kathleen and I have recorded sessions that you can find focusing on federal employees. And this subject we're going to talk about today is very important, legacy planning, and it applies definitely to federal employees, but also the general public. So, Kathleen, welcome back. Good to have you back.
Well, it's really good to be here. I enjoy helping as many people as I can.
Well, this is a subject that I think after 2020, people are now, at least in the responses we give the surveys and consumers reaching out to us, they're asking this question a lot about getting their estate plan in order. And something I want to ask you, because your focus is predominantly public employees. We won't go into the details. Your husband, retired air traffic controller, the reason you got into this business because of some of the challenges he had in
Right.
retiring. But one of the big issues that I think is overlooked is just estate planning for government employees. Why is that, from your perspective, why is that missed, and why is it something that should be a priority, especially in the world we're in right now?
Well, lots of times when you go into the federal market, the mindset is, I'm taken care of. They're never really. They have their introduction meeting, but they never have any ongoing sessions on what to do with their finances or how it should be. So, lots of times they simply don't know that they should consider financial planning or estate planning. And then sometimes when they hear about it, they say, "Oh my God, where do I go?" And they don't have. Most of them don't have their own fiduciary. Most of them just rely on HR. And so they're not getting the information of how important it is.
Well, let me stop you right there because I think this is important. You are a fiduciary, and
Correct.
I know we talked about that in previous sessions, but could you just abridge a version of why that's important as a financial advisor, the fiduciary designation, what separates you from quite a few so-called advisors out there?
Well, first of all, the term financial advisor can refer to just about anybody. They can sell insurance and be called a financial advisor. They can just be a product pusher and be a financial advisor. Whereas a fiduciary is a holistic approach and they do what is right for the client, whether it is good for them, for us. Or not, meaning commissions or fees or whatever. So we eliminate that and just strictly focus on what is good for the client. We build that trust with them.
I think
That's the.
that's incredibly important in the world we're in.
Yes, it is. And a lot of people still are new to the term fiduciary. They're not used to it. So there's a lot of education out there as what does separate us from, quote, the financial advisor?
Well, one of the foundational pieces, one thing we always say is begin with the end in mind, and that means get your basic estate plan in order. I think a lot of government employees say estate plan, that doesn't apply to me. What's
True.
included in or should be included in a basic estate planning package?
Well, lots of the things that are like your dual power of attorney, your dual power of health care, your advanced directives, and what do you want done with your assets once you're gone so that you don't go through probate? And those are the main things because you have to feel comfortable about when I leave this earth, where are my assets going? Those things that were precious to me, where do I want them to go? How I want them to be treated when I'm no longer able to make those decisions for myself? Where and who's going to power? How is it going to be paid for? So these are the things that are really what I'd like to say is your four must-haves. Basically, like I said, your durable financial power of attorney, your durable healthcare power of attorney, your advanced directive documents, and then you might say life's what happens after me. Where's everything going? So we don't need to go through probate. So that's, which is a will, which, yes, sir.
Now, how do you help facilitate this? This is a question. Obviously, you're not an attorney.
No.
But as a fiduciary, what is your role in facilitate? So if I'm out here and I said, yeah, I really need to do that, I'm going to go call my attorney. Mm-hmm. Or I don't have one. I'll just go online and find somebody. What's the advantage of going through you to facilitate this?
Well, for one thing, as a fiduciary, I will overseeing it. I will help them with filling out the data collection form. There is a company that I deal with. We have what we call a data collection form. This form answers very specific questions. We also have then the different states, because nowadays we're not just in our local area, we're across the USA. So the company that I deal with has lawyers in each one of the different states. And as we fill out this form and as we put down our needs, we have the lawyers right there with us that will help create the documents that you need. And you have the chance to review the documents and so forth. So my goal basically is to make sure we fill out the form, the connection is made, and you get the proper documents and you understand all the different things that are available to you in your specific question and needs, because each state is different. I mean, you might need like a special needs trust. You might want, of course, the revocable trust. Just about everybody should have. So there are just certain things that you need to have for your situation, and I'm here to help you go from step A to step B.
Gotcha. And so you do the dirty work for the law firms.
Right.
To help make sure everything's in good order. And obviously that's less costly, because if I'm talking to the audience here, if you go through Kathleen, the law firm's not having to, you know, admin, you know, the bricks and mortar, all that cost is eliminated. So you can, and most of the time you can get this with the basic estate plan, you can get this done at a cost savings, I would think.
Right. It's just under $1,000 and it's a one-time fee. It covers any and every form that you might need. There are some special things that it might go beyond that, but they're rare. And it just depends upon, you know, your portfolio and what you want to do.
Right.
And so then the biggest thing about this that I think is really great is, and I have this now with my clients, okay, well, I had my will and my trust and all this stuff done when I was in the state of North Carolina, and now I'm in Alabama. What do I do? Well, we update it. Well, how do I update it? Well, we just go to and get the proper form and send it in, and there's no fee involved. Or, hey, I want to change my beneficiaries. What do I do? We get the form, we send it in, there's no charge. Whereas if you went to the local lawyer, first of all, you would have to pick one out. And the first question is, who in the world do I go to? Who do I trust?
Right.
And so then there's, I just had a client tell me that the appointment for him just to get in was like $400. And then to fill out the form, it was another $250. And then there was another fee. And this was just for updating what he already had. Whereas with what I am with and what I do, there is no form. There's no extra fee. Excuse me. There is a form, but there is no extra fee. So it gives you that peace of mind knowing, hey, I can update all this stuff instead of leaving it because the cost gets, you know, ridiculous after a while.
Yes. So number one, everybody out there, you need to go and make sure that your beneficiary arrangements through your pension survivor, your thrift savings plan as a federal employee, your 401k, 403b, your group insurance, FEGLI, your unused sick leave, all that should be in order and updated. You should review that every year, and Kathleen can help you with that. Then mm-hmm. it should be coordinated with your will and your trust.
Right.
Those are all basic tools that you need to have. And, you know, Kathleen and her team, as well as our team, can help facilitate that. So great information. This is something everybody needs to do. We're in a crazy world. You have to get that foundation established and, you know, a little plug for Kathleen. Mm-hmm. As a, if you're a federal employee out there, there's no better financial fiduciary that you can find across the country than Kathleen. She understands, she's an educator, and if you're not working with somebody, you need to reach out to her. So thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Jeff. But if I can leave the audience with just one thought, it's whose plan do you want? Basically, think about this. Do you want the government plan for your estate plan, which basically is a lengthy legal process known as probate, or do you want your plan, which is a revocable living trust? And I just kind of like to leave it at that way. As a lot
that's
of people.
That's great. Absolutely. Because you know what? You do have a plan.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't done anything, you have a plan.
Right.
And it's all controlled by the government. So great point.
Good.
So, all right. If you would like more information, there's a couple ways we can do this. Number one, you can go to our website, fedresource.com or fedchecklist.com. Put in the comments section on the landing page that you attended this podcast and you'd like Kathleen's team to reach out with more information on how to get your basic estate planning taken care of. Or you can go ahead and book a consultation and put estate planning in the comment section after you book the meeting. You can go right on the site and do that. You can also give us a call at 888-545-8840, extension 2. Leave a message for Carrie and let her know that you want to get with Kathleen to discuss your planning. So. All right. Anything else, Kathleen?
No, I think that I just like to, you know, leave the audience with that thought and just mention that it's a whole lot easier than what it used to be to get your estate planning in order.
It's for everybody, and it's not just
right.
for the uber wealthy. And that's something that I think is a misnomer, and we gotta communicate that to everybody. You need to take control of everything you've worked for. And make sure it goes to where you want it to go.
Right.
If you're not on this earth anymore, you're incapacitated. So
that's right.
Great
that's
information.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. That ends our session for today. Reach out to us and look for our next podcast to drop soon. Thank you very much.